This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. This week, a union representing about 60,000 behind-the-scenes film and television workers across North America voted to authorize a strike for the first time in the union's century-plus history. The International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees is negotiating with studios and streaming services over wages and working conditions. If they can't reach an agreement, productions could grind to a halt. It would be the first major walkout in the industry since World War II. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that story.
Production schedules in entertainment are generally pretty grueling for everyone, but particularly for the craftspeople and technicians who make up the IATSE union. They do the often unseen work, says USC cinema professor Jason Squire.
Their hours can be flexible. Their days can be flexible. If a movie is behind, it's a bit of a juggle.
12 to 14-hour days, overnight shoots, Fridays that bleed into the weekend, what they call fratter days.
We go home and we sleep from like 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. or whatever on our Saturday. But then on Monday, we're back at like a 5 a.m. call.
Elizabeth is a script supervisor. We're using her middle name because she was concerned about retaliation. We caught her as she ducked into the bathroom between set changes, which she says is a pretty rare luxury.
They'll be like, we need you on set. They want to change a line or something. And I've had to yell out from the bathroom. I literally can't leave for like 2 minutes to pee.
The pandemic intensified these demands, says Marissa Shipley, an art department coordinator and vice president of IATSE Local 871.
In the shutdown, everyone turned to the arts and turned to all of this content that we help produce.
She says schedules have become even more frenzied as studios struggle to meet the surge in demand and make up for months of shutdowns. Shutdowns, she says, gave production staff a rare moment to breathe.
The extended period of rest last year changed people's perspective.
She says members are resisting the choice between having a healthy life and their jobs. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.